Just kidding. I've been talking to people about how this is going to be a short one. What I like to talk about is receiving sacraments and what sacraments are. And you think, maybe being here and we've talked about things over the years, that that's pretty easy. But there's a lot of theology that goes into what sacraments are and what they mean. And I'm not trying to wrestle up anything that's not settled. But I want to share some of the things that I have dealt with where I am not settled. How many sacraments are there? All right, wait. What did I hear? I heard a different one than seven. Two. Jim asked me that. Jim Pinto asked a little group of people how many sacraments there are once, and I immediately piped up, two. And there are, and he looked at me and he said, seven. And I said, seven? Where did the other five come from? And he said, you've been in this church, I must have been in the Episcopal Church or Charismatic Episcopal for 10 or 12 years, and his rector's assistant and so forth. And he looked at me and he said, you're getting ready for ordination and you don't know that there are seven sacraments? And I said, well, there are two. There's two that Jesus said that we're to do. One time he gives us the commission, the Great Commission, to baptize in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And the other one is at the Last Supper, and it's communion, it's Eucharist. But I don't see these other five. And he said, well, there's confession, and there's holy orders, and there's last rites. And I'm like, where did this come from? I mean, how do we call them sacraments? There are things that happen. One of my big things was confirmation. It's like I'd been raised as a good Presbyterian, that you're confirmed, you become a full member, and then you can vote. Because they do things by vote. And so you are now old enough, you know the things, the basic things of the faith, you're old enough to vote now. And you are now a member of the full member of the church and so forth. And so for me, a lot of the things that we receive once was something that we receive once. You're confirmed, that's on a certain day, you receive that. Marriage, you know, unless you outlive a spouse, marriage was supposed to be for once. But we have things like confession. We have things like, and you are to confess one to another your sins in Scripture. Okay? You don't necessarily need a priest there. There'll be priests whose hairs stick up on the back of their neck about that. There is a service in the prayer book that if you read it, there is a place for you. If there is someone that has been struggling with something and a sin in place, but they don't want to go for some formal confession, that there is a place there for lay people, for deacons to bring you through that. And at the end, what is pronounced over you is slightly different. One is absolution. That is something that is recognized in the church. That's something that priests do, priests and bishops. But for everybody else, there is a proclamation that you're forgiven. Our Lord Jesus Christ, who offered himself to be sacrificed for us to the Father, forgives your sins by the grace of the Holy Spirit. And that's pretty powerful right there, and it's the truth. We're to confess to the Lord every day things that we need to be confessing. But that is something there as something that is special. For confirmation, well, we'll talk about that in a minute. Holy orders. Not everybody receives holy orders. I'm losing my mic here. There are only a few, but then everybody is the body, part of the body of Christ and the priest of the believers. So that's everybody. And it, going back to confirmation, when the bishop prays over you, he's praying for the release of the gifts, and he has words for each person as they come up here. And they are blessed, and things are set loose. And it's right to have teenagers who are brought up and have had their confirmation and say, okay, you guys are ready, you have some gifts here, go prophesy to people and give them words. And then everybody shrinks back and it's like, no, that's no normal thing. Things that are to be received more than once and things that are to be received once. Well, I'll tell you a story first. The bishop and I sat down before I was ordained and we went back over the two sacraments. And I asked him about the other things because I asked him how, from a charismatic background, you know, he came to believe in these other five and so forth. And he looked at me and he said, how many sacraments are there? And I said, all right, I'm going with it because I'm coming to be a deacon. Seven. I said, but there are only two that Jesus himself said. Well, if you argue with Father Terry, he says when you do this about foot washing, he doesn't say stop doing this. So you could say maybe three. But I asked the bishop, and he asked me back the same question, how many are there? And I said, well, all right, seven. And I said, I don't understand everything about them. You know, your theology can weave in and out of here, and everybody kind of wraps their mind around things the best way they can. Because there is mystery in sacrament. But he said, I believe there are thousands or millions of sacraments. A sacrament means being made holy. When you hear a confession of a friend and you pronounce blessing on them and forgiveness, Jesus' forgiveness, you are dispensing a sacrament to that person. When you're kind to somebody or you speak a word that draws them to the Lord or eases pain or does other things, you're dispensing. God moves through you to do an outward thing in his power. We talk a lot about going out into the world and the other things, and we're going to see a real growth in that in the Holy Spirit in us and people we touch and so forth. There's going to be, and there is a big revival that's going to go on. The bishop says the first revival, though, starts here. And he's talking about right now. It's your own revival of fresh things in the Spirit. So he basically said the Book of Common Prayer will call those sacramentals. They're not sacraments. But God is acting through you. It is a sacrament that you are doing to others. You're the priesthood of believers. And you're the ones that act. And it may be a small thing to you, but it is a blessing from God. Now let's go back to the two sacraments. First one you get is baptism, and the second one you get is communion. Baptism happens once, yet one. And so I think of the washing, the setting free from sin, the blessing that Jesus provides. And I used to think that you get that and that was that day and you remember that your whole life and that's just a really special thing. And I have had a real hard time with infant baptism. I like faith baptism because that's what you see regularly in Scripture. This infant baptism thing is you have to believe for yourself. That's the only way you can know the Lord. The only way you go to heaven is to believe in Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. One way. And then you're baptized. And I've had the thing where, you know, you have adults. It's like, well, we do. We have adults that come forward and take part in their children's baptism. You want to be sure that these people are godly people in the Spirit that will have that influence in their lives. But what you're doing for the individual is starting things. And there is at some point in their lives, they need to own that for themselves. The interesting thing, though, and it was through a Catholic priest, I think, but he described it as you receive it once, but it's permanent. And what happens is your baptism, we're going to do one today, my granddaughter, your baptism grows. It's so powerful, you don't need it more than once. It's something that after communion, after confession, after everything else, that baptism, that washing is perfect and clean and grows. And so we believe, even with infants, that is going to grow into a time those people are going to come to accept that for themselves and take hold. The other is Holy Communion. And I've said it before. We come up every week, sometimes more often, with the possibility of having a daily Eucharist, even here. We're going to have enough priests. And each time you come, you are changed. Because that is something that happens with the sacraments. Every time you receive a sacrament, you are changed. And you're made more godly, and you draw back. And if you're hurt, you see relief. If you need healing, God's done something inside. It may be gradual, it may be immediate, but God's doing something. And we don't always understand it. What happens when we say, this is the body and this is the blood, and I have a wafer made out of wheat, and I have wine in a cup? But that is the body and the blood of Christ. There are people, biggest church in the world believes this, that is the body and blood of Jesus, that it's changed into blood. But you can see that it is bread and wine. So how can it be body and blood? Well, because Jesus says so. He's blessed it. He works through his priests, and he says so. That is the way the Orthodox say, because it is a mystery. What we're going to do in baptism today, you recognize as a washing, but it's also a mystery in the heart of that person that God is doing magnificent things. And so you come up here, they talk about healing Eucharist, and we don't, that's healing is one of those things that's kind of hard to get your head around, and maybe that was something back then, it's not so much now, and so forth. There's healing Eucharist. It's not just for the spirit or the soul. There's also physical healing. There can be miracles on top of Eucharist that happen right here at the rail. And I believe, Jenny, you can tell me, Ariana's going to be baptized. Is she going to take communion today? So we're going to have a first communion. Because we ask all baptized believers to come and to receive the Lord's Supper and to be blessed. So now, that's what I have to say. Lord Jesus, bless this word and take us to new places. Help us to understand better. My understanding is not perfect, but you are. Lord God, take us to new places in you. And bless this day, we pray, in Jesus. Amen.